The year is 1922.
Oh, I love this era, Tommy. It's the roaring 20s.
2 years have passed since the final episode of Series 2. I married Grace at the church, and all of her family were in attendance.
And you didn't want any bloody fighting, did you?
No, Arthur. It was a wedding.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
I gave a cheeky little wink to Linda.
Cheeky, cheeky.
I was so delighted to be marrying Grace, although my face looked like a complete smacked ass.
Yeah, you didn't look happy, Tommy. You didn't look happy.
In the bleak midwinter.
Oh, it was beautiful. I nearly cried at one point.
Here comes the bride, all fat and white.
Here come the fucking cavalry.
The veil over my head was a bit extreme. You could not see my face, but I guess that's what everyone wanted.
What I don't understand is, why wasn't you wearing white? I would want to look like an angel if I was the bride-to-be. Kiss the bride, Tommy.
With pleasure.
Take the photograph! Right, all of you back to the ass!
I was being taken back home in a horse and carriage. It was so romantic.
Were any sick bags available?
If you ruin my wedding day, there will be hell to pay.
All right, Grace, don't turn into a bridezilla.
It was a lot to take in. I was a married man. I had to sit in my office and think about things.
You then gave your groom speech to the rest of us.
No cocaine, no sport, no telling fortunes, no sucking petrol out of their fucking cars.
Tommy, who does that sort of thing?
No fighting.
Oi!
No fucking fighting. No fighting. No fucking fighting!
Tommy, I think we get it. No fighting. We won't lay a finger on anyone for a change.
I'm sorry they wore their uniforms.
Well, they fucking did. Don't have a domestic, Tommy. Grace, it's supposed to be your special day.
Don't concern yourself, but if you must know, me and Thomas are about to have a quickie.
Have you heard of the expression TMI?
Yeah.
Didn't see a thing? Didn't see a thing. I need you downstairs. I won't mention this in my speech then.
Not unless you want to get cut off her.
Not really.
Tell the maids to bring out the champagne. We'll be down in a minute.
Right, Tommy, right.
I'm a refugee from Russia.
Simples.
To the bride.
The bride.
And now, according to the tradition, my best man will say a few words.
Hello, I'm Arthur Shelby, Tommy's brother.
Arthur, just stick to what's written down.
Tommy helped me through some hard times. With the love of a good woman and the love of Jesus Christ.
Bloody hell, Arthur. Tell a joke or something. Lighten the mood. If you're listening to this, thinking of preparing a best man's speech, don't do what Arthur did.
Even though the circumstances of their union were tragic,
let's raise a toast to love, to peace, to marriage.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. They go together like a horse and carriage.
Well done, Arthur. Beautiful speech.
I think I messed it up.
You spoke with so much truth, and the Lord heard you.
Shut up, Linda. Nobody cares what you think.
Welcome back to the Peaky Blinders podcast parody. With me, Arthur Shelby.
I have formed a family meeting to discuss Series 3, Episode 1.
But Tommy, didn't we already start that?
Yes, Arthur. This is Part 2.
Right, Tommy, right. As it's been such a long time, can you tell me what was happening?
I was getting married, Arthur, to the love of my life, Grace.
She goes like a racehorse, Tommy.
Yeah.
Do you mean Grace's secret?
No, Tommy, no, I meant Grace.
Are you sure it wasn't Linda?
Oh, I love Linda, Tommy. She's a real woman, a real lady. She keeps my belly full and my cock empty.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those choir boys at the service, Tommy. They really added something to it.
In the bleak midwinter.
I reminded everybody present that I didn't want any bloody fighting.
Hold up, Tommy. This calls for a VAR decision. Or rather, should I say, a PAR decision.
In English, Arthur?
Podcast Action Replay.
Well, he's going over to the monitor. What's the decision going to be?
No cocaine. No sport. No telling fortunes. No sucking petrol out of their fucking cars.
Tommy, who does that sort of thing?
No fighting.
Oi!
No fucking fighting. No fighting. No fucking fighting!
You said the F word, Tommy.
I know, Arthur. I'm going to hell.
I'm coming with ya.
This is the road to hell.
To be honest with you, not much else happens in this episode.
Well, apart from the Kinder Surprise, Tommy. Everybody loves a Kinder Surprise.
Are you referring to the Fabergé egg?
Yeah, if you like, Tommy. I prefer Kinder eggs myself. I like the surprise of the toy that comes inside. The chocolate isn't that great, but the surprise of the toy is wonderful.
Some rich, crazy bitch wants us to retrieve the Fabergé egg.
Eggs are quality, Tommy. I love them in a fry-up myself. I love sausages, bacon, two eggs, a fried slice, tomatoes, mushrooms, beans, hash browns, black pudding, everything.
That's good to know, Arthur.
I did take care of that Russian fella. Do you remember, Tommy?
I'm a refugee from Russia.
Simples.
Yes, Arthur, you did a very good job.
And despite what you may have heard from Grace, I did do a little bit of karaoke singing. Well, no, I was the wedding singer, wasn't I, Tommy?
Yes, Arthur, you was the wedding singer.
Oh, no, babushka, 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 aye, aye.
I'm a refugee from Russia.
Murder, she wrote,
Simples.
The episode starts at the Lanchester Motor Company. It was the night shift.
Oh, no, night shift, yeah. Love a bit of Lionel Richie.
Just promise me you won't be singing all night long.
Oh, mumbo jumbo.
So, what is it you want from a simple working man?
Give me the keys to basics.
Tommy, that sounds a bit basic to me.
It's just old stock in storage.
Give me the keys to basics.
So basically, Tommy, you want the keys to basics.
Basically, yes.
Ka-ching!
For your trouble, give it to your favourite charity.
Tommy, I know this fantastic charity for widows and orphans. But my favourite, you know who I want to save? I want to save those little pugs.
It basically turned out to be a load of tanks in basics. So will it be just boys in your charitable institution, or will it be girls as well?
Tommy, I think he's a paedophile.
Since the election, the government has been trying to convince everybody that we are the enemy, but we're just trying to stop the revolution.
No, you won't fool the children of the revolution, nah.
Before you go, give your odd fellows a message. There are 27 tanks in the factory.
And a foreman is ours.
You have one meeting today in London, so you best not miss the milk train.
Now a load of really boring Russian aristocratic stuff happens.
Last year's fish, today's salmon. You do have one business appointment to discuss automobiles with a Thomas Shelby.
Now, we have a very civilized tea party with our Italian friends.
I don't want fucking tea.
Are you sure? We got so many flavors you could choose from. We have chamomile, we have Earl Grey, we have English breakfast tea. We've even got curry flavor.
You burnt down the restaurant to stop my son being at the wedding.
Yeah, that restaurant. I mean, I left that really bad reviews, you know, on those sites that you can, because it was bloody awful. It was just...
You are big boys now, but once you borrowed clothes from us. My son is in love.
Sorry.
You know, be hard for your son to walk anywhere with a bullet in each knee, wouldn't it?
He could get a wheelchair. Too much. You said too much, my friend. I suggested the wheelchair. Too much. I spit. That's not very hygienic.
We're not scared of fucking whoops.
He broke our chair.
Danny got drunk and injected the horses with cocaine and decided to share it with his cousins.
I love my family.
We don't want rebellions.
Yeah, we're like the Galactic Empire.
I recommend the teal and the pork. But I'm sure your guest will order caviar.
I thank God and your king for saving us. This caviar is exquisite, by the way.
You are not a direct relation to the Romanos. You are Georgian.
My wife hid two sapphires in her private parts. So here, have one. This is for the services rendered so far.
Boobies.
You should know, Hatton Gardens is not safe.
That's why we have our own treasury.
Before the revolution, we were soft and weak. But we will never be weak again, Mr. Shelby. Do you understand me? Now you won't fool the children of the revolution. Nah, nah.
Arthur, please stop that.
This way, Mr. Sangreta.
By order of the fucking Peaky Blinders. That's right, yeah. He didn't like our tea, and he broke our chair.
So should he apologise in Italian or English? If you're soft on rebellion, it will grow.
Dun, 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 dun.
You're getting soft, brother. Soft and weak. Save the Bible for Sundays.
I'm so delighted you set up the charity, Thomas. You might even get your leg over.
Close your eyes.
Oh, is it foreplay?
No, it's a sapphire.
Don't you think it's a bit too much for a charity dinner?
Grace, this is fucking Birmingham.
Arthur, working in the dark is for the devil.
It's just paperwork.
But you're illiterate.
Meanwhile, at the betting shop.
Scotland Yard!
Since when are we scared of coppers, Tom?
Since things change.
Tell Polly it's Russian business, John.
Maybe it's not so.
Simple.
After all.
Peaky fucking blinders, my heart.
Is he afraid?
No.
Shit. I'm talking to you, Mr. Shelby.
So the odd fellows want you to know that any deviation from your instructions will have consequences.
What's your dog's name?
I bet it's Ben.
No, it's not Ben. You visited your sister. Your sister is a potential security risk.
Fifi?
No, it's not Fifi.
I think I'll just call your dog Boy.
It's not very original, Tommy. I mean, it's not a name, is it? It's pretty generic. Boy, girl.
Understand this. You have the local police in your pocket. We have Scotland Yard.
They do what we tell them. Just as surely as this dog.
Let him off the leash. Are you hearing me, Mr. Shelby?
I can charm dogs. Gypsy witchcraft. Before you go home to bed today, be sure to check under your little boy's pillow. The Tooth Fairy has been. We can reach anyone, anywhere.
We're going to skip part of the episode because I think a lot of people find it quite boring, the way Polly's sort of carrying on with this guy. And I'm very embarrassed by the whole thing, to be honest.
So now it's the sad affair of the charity dinner.
Stroke party, yeah. Not much to celebrate.
As this is my final scene, and I will only show up now as a ghost, I would like to say that I had no idea this was going to happen to me. And I loved everything that Thomas was doing for me on the night. the charity event for the children, and I loved my sapphire.
It was cursed.
At the start of the episode, I decided to start a bonfire.
Yeah, and it was a really ghostly version of the Peaky Blinders theme, wasn't there, Tommy?
Yes, I was in mourning.
Good morning to you, Tommy, although it's actually the afternoon.
He's been out there all night.
Who invited you to the party, Michael?
I'm the brains of the operation. My name is Michael Shelby.
You sound like Tommy.
Arthur, he sounds nothing like me.
Tommy was really going through it. He just lost the love of his life.
I did the same when I lost Linda. I nearly died.
We wish she would have died, Arthur.
She's ha, 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 staying alive, staying alive.
Tommy made a list. He wants to see you two first.
Oh, the books.
I haven't moved them, Tommy. They're still in the bookshelf.
Here's a list of the other things I want doing. That's all.
I thought it was a fucking family meeting. All of us together.
We are family. I got all my brothers with me. Yeah.
For the love of God, will you stop singing?
Come on, John.
Only good news.
There is only good news, Polly. There he is. All right, Tom.
I've had better days, Arthur.
Maybe I can cheer you up with a song. Oh, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, diddly diddly. Here they are, all standing in a row.
Just shut up. All right, talk to me.
You just told me to shut up. We cut his throat. He's dead.
Cleared out the rest of the Italians at the south of the city. What about the old man?
We can get to him, Tommy. But we loved his wife. She was our school teacher. I always had a crush on her, Tommy. So I don't think we could take her out.
You pick him up and you bring him to me.
His wife.
So shoot her and bring him to me. Mrs. Shangretta was a teacher at our school, Tommy.
Good woman. My first crush.
Well, she's a good woman. She'll go to heaven, won't she, Arthur? I want the old man alive. I want to do it myself.
You're taking this very personally, Tommy. Don't you remember The Godfather? So many great quotes from that movie. My favourite has to be, it's not personal, it's strictly business.
Right, that's it. You can go. When did you last do a full day's work?
In the old days, Finn. Family meeting. We are family. I got all my brothers with me. Yeah.
That's it. I can't take any more of this shit. I'm leaving.
Tommy, where are you going? I'll stop singing.
That'll be the bloody day.
I decided to get away from it all with my son and go back to my gypsy roots.
We showed Michael the other side of the family business. Yeah. It's like holding a cock in your hand. Me and John visited the factory and got the man who runs it to sack all the communists.
I'm just a working man. I've got a family.
We are family. I got all my brothers with me. Yeah.
Arthur, will you shut up? Meanwhile, I visited a gypsy queen to find out if the necklace I gave to Grace was cursed.
It was cursed. We kidnapped Mr. Sangretta so Tommy could take care of him. Tell him a bedtime story, that sort of thing. But Mrs. Sangretta, we had to leave her. We couldn't kill her.
Mrs. Sangretta was a teacher at our school, Tommy. This was a huge mistake, as you will find out in the next series of Peaky Blinders.
Ignorance is bliss, Tommy. I mean, hindsight is everything. Something like that. We didn't know that would happen.
I interrogated Mr. Sangretta and found out that Mrs. Sangretta had escaped.
We let her go, Tommy. I heard the blackbirds sing.
Well, at least you didn't sing for a change, Arthur.
It's all right. We're not those sort of men.
Good evening, Mr. Shelby. I believe you met everyone apart from my wife.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I now know who wears the trousers.
How will you move the train? Will it be
simples?
I have to say that this soup is exceptional.
What was it, cup of soup or was it pot noodle?
Your Excellency, if you're having problems understanding his accent, I can go over it with you at a later date.
That's regionalist.
Stop taking the piss, Mr. Shelby. I handed over a napkin with I hate secrets written on it.
I think the biggest secret of the lot, though, Tommy, was about her daughter. What a crazy bitch. At the start of the episode, we go riding our stallions and plan the greatest heist of the century.
Do you remember what we were after, Arthur?
Of course I remember. It was the Kinder Egg.
I'll make tea and empty ashtrays, but I won't handle money or slips.
Actually, they went and got pissed.
Hallelujah.
I killed a stag today. It hurt me to do it, but I did it.
Tommy, that isn't the best shout-up line. I mean, grab your coat you've pulled is better than that one.
This is not your bedroom. This is not where you slept with your wife.
I guess it worked.
You know it, baby. He gave me a good whipping.
TMI, TMI.
I am Duchess. I can show you what is possible for a man like you in a house like this.
You're off your fucking rocker.
I told you, Tommy, she's crackers.
But I could be your singing partner, Arthur.
What, like a duet? What would we sing?
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to whip you. I'm going to make sure the servants watch.
That isn't too catchy.
Who do you want me to be? Your dead wife?
I've never left you, Thomas. I've always been there.
This is really freaking me out, Tommy. I mean, there's a crazy Russian bitch, and there's also Grace, the ghost.
Arthur, I told you I'd be back one day in a ghost form, so I hope this isn't too scary, this paranormal activity.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to whip you. I'm going to make sure the servants watch.
Tommy, I'm going to shit myself.
We want to know about the robbery you're planning, not the factory one, the other one.
It's a Kinder Egg.
It is actually a Fabergé egg.
And I'm going to be involved in this one, Treacle.
Tommy, this is the worst episode we've ever done.
I convinced everyone that after this robbery, we would be free. I tried to take out the crazy priest, but instead, I got beaten up to another bloody pulp.
You are among the odd fellows.
That's right, and I really like boys and girls.
Mr. Shelby, do what we ask, or we will make it very odd for you.
The threat on your sister was obviously not enough. You do as we say, or we will take your son. Hear this, or we will take your son. I can't even look, Tommy. This is the scariest episode ever.
Tommy, make sure you protect our boy. Please.
I will, Grace. Don't you worry.
What I don't understand is, how did you end up with Lizzie, the prostitute?
It's an honest profession, Arthur.
Yeah.
So you could have been with Duchess, but you chose prostitute. Wow.
There was also the horse lady with the huge mansion.
I've got one of them already, Arthur.
It's just a very interesting love triangle.
I never knew you was a matchmaker.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch Blind Date all the time, Tommy. With Cilla Black, God bless her soul. Da-da, da-da. Da 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 da.
And the bleak midwinter.
Where did the choir boys come from?
Well, I thought we should have some entertainment, Tommy, because in this episode, not much else really happens. Oh, I love those choir boys. Well, you're a fucking paedophile.
No, I'm just a man of the cloth who loves boys.
In other words, a paedophile.
So, Tommy, I was thinking, shall we talk about the next episode as well? We could do that. We could merge this episode with the next one. What do you think?
There's a first time for everything. At the start of the episode, I was in the hospital smoking opium while listening to David Bowie.
Was that Ziggy Ziggy Sawdust? Because of the high. Ooh, I messed up my entire life, and I know why. Yeah, yeah, because I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La 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 la.
Thank you, nurse. Tommy, I need to speak to you about the priest.
I know things about him. I really love boys and girls. That's all there is to it. Nothing else.
I will shoot him myself, Tommy. Just teach me how to shoot.
We did that already. Hold your cock in your hand.
Bark, bark.
It's easy, Michael. Just point, pull the trigger. Without the firing pins, the guns won't work.
They don't make replacements.
They don't make these anymore.
And I'll tell the Russian ambassador there's no need to blow up the train.
People all over the world, join hands. Start a love train. Love train.
You ever heard of Hampton Court Palace, Johnny?
No, can't say I have.
You and the Lees are going to set up camp 100 yards away from the palace gates. I've just bought the land, and for this hole we're going to dig, you will be given £5,000 that you will split between the three Lee families.
We're after the Kinder Egg.
I take a lot of this money is not to do with asking questions, Tommy.
The question is, Treacle, when do I make my appearance?
Does he have to?
Yes, Arthur. He is fundamental to the plan.
I once carried out my own personal form of stigmata on an Italian. I pushed his face up against the trench and shoved a 6-inch nail up his fucking nose and hammered it home with a duckboard. It was fucking biblical, mate.
We do remember.
You forgot to mention that nutter, Alfie Solomon, murdered a goat.
Just let it go, Arthur. You'll feel much better when you do.
Yeah, but Tommy, that goat could have had a family. Could have had a couple of little baby goats.
Would you get over the fucking goat?
All right, Alfie. Business is business. And I really want this Kinder Egg.
It is not a Kinder Egg. It is a Fabergé egg.
But it is worth a lot of money, Treacle.
For the love of God, will you stop kissing me?
Think what Linda would say.
As long as his belly is full and his cock is empty, he's a happy man.
Spoken like a religious freak.
Well, you know, Thomas, you're going to hell when you die. I am just doing the Lord's work.
Hallelujah.
Oh, so he's got himself a little bit of a love interest. You go, Arthur, you go.
Making time for Linda.
Yeah.
I really wish I could kill her sometimes. Good morning, Mr. Solomons. You want me to do your fucking bidding, don't you, mate? And yet, you still came.
Yeah, well, I was passing, wasn't I?
Welcome by, welcome by, foolish bride.
Arthur, has anybody told you that you can't fucking sing? I found out that the only consequence of my terrible accident is that I will now have to wear glasses.
Ha 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 ha, you're gonna look like Harry Potter, Tommy.
Don't you dare laugh about the boy who lived. J.K. Rowling was a fucking genius.
Alfie, there's no way I could do that because those Harry Potter books, they're magic, really.
Are you two done?
Who's got his wand in a knot?
Ha 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 ha! That's a good one, Alfie.
My glasses maker is a musician, mate. So not only will you be able to see, you'll be able to see into the future.
You're fucking about with the Russians, aren't you, you silly boy?
Simples!
Arthur, are you really going to live with the Apaches?
Yes, have you ever seen that film, Dances with Wolves, with Kevin Costner? I'm going to be Dances with Wolves.
Arthur, I will give you an Indian name now, if you like.
Okay, Tommy, this is a great honour.
He who doesn't think a lot.
Arthur, if you're going to get on with the Apaches like this, they're going to scalp you, boy.
Arthur, shalom, shalom. Such a long time it has been.
Listen, Arthur, I want you to know, whatever happened between us back then, it was business.
Like the Godfather.
Exactly right, Treacle.
I hear you have allowed Jesus to come into your life.
Jesus Christ, superstar.
Arthur, I told you, you can't fucking sing.
I'm Old Testament.
Congratulations, Tommy. You've now got the finished article. That man will murder and maim for you, and he's got God on his side.
If we're going to do business with this fucker, I demand to know why.
While I was in hospital, I formulated a plan. Now the Russians cannot be trusted to pay us. We're going to take what is ours. And that's why we need Mr. Solomon's.
Now this is a real interesting part.
The Russian royal family would like to make sure you haven't got tattoos and you are not assassins. So, strip.
They want to see our cocks.
Sometimes they have their allegiances behind their bolts. Well, you pass the test, soldier, with flying colours.
I told you, they are all fucking crazy. The real diamonds, eh?
My crown jewels, Tommy.
We are now underneath the River Thames.
That Russian orgy was nuts, Tommy.
The jeweller. Well, I don't think they trust me, sunshine.
This is the only jeweller I trust in London.
While we wait, the jeweller will select items up to £70,000. Once you have fulfilled your part of the deal, the items will be shipped to you quicker than Amazon.
Right, Rumble Silkskin, let's go over here and have a look what's in here, these boxes.
That's a fugazi, that is, mate. It's got a load of toothpaste on it. Do you have any eggs? I'm not on about the chicken variety. I'm after a Fabergé egg.
I brought that from Creamier myself.
Fucking hell. It's a deal breaker.
And now, Mr. Shelby, you will now join your brothers and Mr. Solomon will take his leave.
Well, that's to be continued then, I guess, mate.
Welcome to the Grace Shelby Institute for the Non-Insured Children of the Poor of Birmingham. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Thomas Shelby.
I didn't come here to make a speech, but I will say this. These children are now safe.
Oh, Tommy, that is beautiful.
It is, indeed. I will have my office just across the hall there.
And then Michael told you that he was buggered by the priest many years ago.
Sad but true, Arthur.
I was only doing the Lord's work. Could I cut his dick off?
Hallelujah!
Has anyone seen the baby?
Baby, come back!
Is he safe?
Of course he's safe. I wouldn't be too sure, Tommy. He didn't look like the best qualified nanny, in my opinion. I'm fucking Mary Poppins.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down.
In the most delightful way.
You have all the cards. Tell me what you want me to do, and I will certainly do it.
We were forced to do this awful thing. We did warn you that your son would be in danger if you deviated from the plan.
Tell me what you want me to do.
You made a deal with our enemies. You went behind our backs to stop the Soviets from blowing up the train. It's all right. It's all right. We've rectified your mistake. Here's what you need to do, you fucking mongrel, yeah. Since the Bolsheviks will not be blowing up the train, you will be blowing up the train yourself. It will be done.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Woo-hoo!
Once the British government stops communications with the Soviet Union, then our mission will be accomplished.
And the Economic League will take all the jewels that you steal to cover our expenses.
What expenses?
Well, it rather adds up, you know.
I will give you all the jewels.
Bang first. If we don't have everything that we ask for, then the bell will be tolling for your boy.
Don't worry about a ting, cause every little ting is gonna be alright, yeah.
Now get out of my fucking car.
Arthur, John, I need a lot of dynamite, 6 detonators, and here's some documents. I need you to scatter them. We're blowing up a train. People are gonna die. I asked you to come alone and unarmed.
Unarmed is not what I'm gonna do, Treacle. The cane, don't worry, that's for my sciatica. It always plays up around winter and the summer solstice.
What have you got for me, Alfie? What
did you bring me out here for?
Here's a list of all the men I would approach if I had a Fabergé egg for sale in England.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mr. Shelby. Lovely doing business with you.
You left a name off the list, Alfie.
Did I?
You missed the richest one off the list.
Okay, well, if you knew already, how comes you dragged me out here?
Reason number one of two. You've proven to me you've done a deal with the Odd Fellows. Reason two. The man left off my list must be my enemy. Otherwise you wouldn't be protecting him.
You're fucking good, Tommy. Can we cut his dick off?
Steady on. Do we have to go to those extreme measures?
You cross the line, Alfie.
They're using my boy! Damned as I am, it made no fucking difference to me, mate.
What the fucking hell is going on here?
What's the fucking matter with you, Tommy? You got fucking angry, ain't you? He's gone to your fucking head.
I want him to acknowledge he who fights by the sword fucking dies by it.
Alfie, how many times are you going to use the F word?
Will you fuck off, Arthur?
How many fathers, how many sons have you fucking killed, murdered, butchered just for your personal benefit?
Shall I start counting, Tommy? I'm going to run out of my fingers pretty quick.
That is my fucking point, Arthur.
Well said, Alfie. Well said.
What the fuck are you doing here, Tommy?
We have to get the whole dog before midnight, otherwise my boy is dead.
Now, to me, this bit was always like Armageddon with Bruce Willis, yeah. When they have to land on that meteorite, they dig down to a certain level, then they put the nuclear weapon in there, and then bang!
Arthur, what the fuck you on about?
This morning I was out on the road with Tommy. I killed a man.
Well, it's about fucking time, Michael.
He needed cover.
That's fine. It's just like The Godfather Part 1, isn't it, really? Michael Corleone, he didn't want to follow into the family business, and then he was forced upon it. Yeah. We knew you were a Shelby, Michael.
Yes, I learnt to hold my cock in my hand.
This is where we think the boy's being held. There's two good men there. You do what they say.
But I fire the bullet, okay?
Yes, you can be there, but it's better if they do it. When you're sure the kid's safe, you call Finn. This locomotive couples in 15 minutes. If we don't hear by 10 o'clock, we blow it up.
But Arthur, what would the Lord say?
Yes, what would the Lord say? Well, I'm going to hell when I die. It's me and John who pulled a switch. Rest of you men can go home. This is going to be like Armageddon.
You wait here. I'll do the killing.
But Michael, I told you, let those experienced men do the killing. You can be there, but let them do it. Come on, you're only in your nappies.
He buggered me, Arthur.
Me and John were sorting out the dynamite while Tommy was digging for his life to get that Kinder Egg so that his boy could be saved. I mean, he would love the Kinder Egg, I'm sure. Michael returned to me after all these years. What do you think you're doing, boy? What's with all this thinking all the time, you idiot?
Please don't shoot. The leprechauns love me.
Pull the trigger! What do you think you're doing? Do you know who you're fucking messing with?
While I was stealing the Fabergé egg...
The Kinder Egg?
No, the Fabergé egg. Michael's life was in great jeopardy.
You're a gypsy bastard. Who wants to be in heaven, eh? The train arrived and it was time.
Michael slitted the throat of the priest.
It's a shame he didn't cut his dick off.
Arthur, wait! Tommy's safe!
The Bible calls this Armageddon, the end of all things.
Arthur, Armageddon is just a movie.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
I managed to get out of the trench with the jewels and the Fabergé egg.
It's all right.
My boy was safe, thanks to Michael.
The boy who lived, Tommy. The boy who lived.
Oh, fuck off with you, Harry Potter.
Michael became a man that day, but he lost himself as well.
You would never steal from your family, would you? The collection was merely my mother's anyway.
You needed a tunnel.
So, Tommy, I can't believe this. You gave the Kinder Egg to that crazy Russian bitch.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to whip you. I'm going to make sure the servants watch.
Yes, Arthur. I did. I then called a family meeting and divvied up with everyone, and they could leave the family business if they so choosed.
Unfortunately, the old Bill turned up, and we were all for hanging.
Arthur, you're always very dramatic.
Tommy, we were in a sling!
I know, but it all worked out in the end.
Yeah, well, I just thought we'd preview the next series and introduce one of the new characters, if that's all right with you, Tommy.
Yeah?
Luca Sangreta here from the Sangreta crime family, yeah. I mean, you have to say that my voice, my accent, is probably the worst in the Peaky Blinders. I try and sound like Michael Corleone, but I'm nothing like him, but I try.
Secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.